See, people probably don't get these jokes, but it's like Michael just does not watch any sport. Like, sports are so foreign to him.
He just picked the two words that would make sense.
It'd be like having me on, like, an economy podcast. Like,
oh, yeah, that'll be in the economic synergy. Absolutely. Yeah,
I would not.
Those are two words that mean stuff put together.
Words, and then make like a bang.
Well, the wide world of Woods. What did you think of the Kevin Durant trade? Oh, well, not trade, but the
transfer,
free agency signing. He chose.
He did
to go to the Golden State Warriors.
And whether it, yeah, it looks from a fan's perspective, the fans aren't happy. They're not. They're not enjoying the fact that Durant. Has,
well, I think it's because there's been so much effort to try and get parity amongst the teams and the small markets. And
yeah, well, and that's kind of what Charles Barkley, I'm pretty sure, was like. Charlie will say whatever he wants, but he came out and was like, you know, I would never want to play with Michael. Yeah. You know, I would never want to play with Magic, and I'm pretty sure Magic was the only one that was like, yeah, I'll do it. Like, I wouldn't mind it. And then there was all these reports coming out of things like Larry Bird saying stuff like. The only thing that I enjoyed more about winning a game 7 or winning a playoff series against the Lakers, more than winning, was knowing that Magic was in the dressing room, like, upset. Feeling upset because I've helped make that happen. Like, those guys literally couldn't stand each other.
Well, I think it was less. No, I don't think it was that. I think it was more they knew. No, they knew that they were both the top.
Yeah,
they were. They knew they were both the best, and if he was doing that, he had a better chance to beat him next time. Because that's the thing, like these guys have to verse each other so much. But anyway, I want to talk about the Kevin Durant thing. It's funny. Like, I think it did start with the LeBron thing. I said something a while back, and it's funny in this industry because they have. It's like art, you know, and it's like a comedian. It's like selling itself or whatever. Because you are not only the salesman, you're the product. And that's difficult. And when you have someone like LeBron, who's such an influence within the game, everyone knows he's the best player in the game. I mean, that's why people were upset with that, with the Miami Heat and the decision. It was because it borderlines on insider trading, I reckon. Like, I know obviously that's extreme. But when someone says, oh, I'm going to open myself on the market. Like, look at how much the Dallas Mavericks have been fucking screwed over. And it's all because they're playing the market out there, but they know what they're going to do the whole time.
And if they've got
a mate, you know, like...
If old mate says, oh, yeah, he's going this way.
And I guess LeBron then has proved that he's not sort of like that with how he handled Dwayne Wade's free agency this year. He didn't go to great lengths to get his best mate on his team. But he did convince Kevin Love to go to Cleveland from Minnesota, you know, and that's where it becomes sort of murky. And it started with, like, obviously I understand why LeBron went to Miami. And I actually really like the way he explained it was like his college years and all that shit. I've read all that, and man, yeah, I like
LeBron. Michael,
I'm not
may
talking.
Not know. Basically, LeBron.
We don't need to go through the whole LeBron story.
No. Just the quick one. How he went to Miami and back. The way that he's tried to explain it to people to understand is that he's, you know, like the small town Cleveland boy, but he had to go to, you know, a big school. Or big
he was
college.
In the NBA straight out of high school.
Yeah, had to go to a big
as
college.
As opposed to most others who go to the college and then get and drafted from there.
So he didn't have that chance to be in a big team and learn the skills that he needed to. Now he's taken.
I think it was
college.
Also probably a bit more to do with pressure, dude.
And he got to play with D Wade and Bosh.
Relieving the pressure.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to playing with Mo Williams and, you know, Ilgauskas and Varejao, as willing as they were.
Just
not
the same,
as playing with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade.
Not in the same class.
So, but then when he comes back to Cleveland and he gets Kevin Love, and he's obviously Kyrie's already there.
Yeah.
It was the way he got Kevin Love. It's not too dissimilar. To obviously the elephant in the room is that Cleveland and Minnesota obviously don't have a big rivalry and they didn't beat him in the playoffs. Minnesota wasn't a contender.
No.
But he was still Kevin Love was still the guy in Minnesota.
Yes, and then
so you're
that
taking that guy off him. So that's what the parity is, what they're talking about, and that's the issue. But anyway, I'm not trying to talk shit on LeBron. We're talking about
Kevin
Durant.
Yes.
My major thing out of this whole situation is I don't know if Golden State are going to be a better team next year. And people will look at me and go, you're an idiot and you don't know basketball.
No,
I never played basketball. But honestly,
well,
saying,
where would you play him? Where do you play KD?
They're playing small ball. And
do you play him as a six
that
man?
That was sort of... No, Steve Kerr made a joke the other day, like, I think I might start him. And it's like, yeah, I mean, you're obviously going to start
him. It's KD, of course.
And let's not beat around the bush. He's not a small guy either. So
no,
he's 7 foot.
Yeah.
But you don't want
and he's
Durant
got a size
being...
Like
you don't want Durant being your primary rim protector. Like, no, you got to have other people, and who they got? Zaza Pachulia and...
Well, they've lost a couple of big names.
Well, no, they've lost a couple of key ingredients. Not big names, but key ingredients. Like, the reason why Golden State was so good is they went 10 deep.
Yeah.
And they probably could have had another two guys that were good, but they had two full rotations that were quality, and that was always where they dominated.
You
know, so they've lost Barbosa, they've lost Barnes, they've lost Bogut, they've lost, you know, a shitload of good people. Kevin Durant's bloody good, no question. If he's having a bad night, there's no other option as you did last year, and that's what makes Clay and Steph look so good.
Well, you know,
they have good nights too, but they also have a lot of pressure taken off. Yeah. Now you're going to see major pressure on Steph, on Kevin Durant. Well, you know, Kevin's probably going to have less pressure than he did than at OKC. Let's not be silly. But still, now with this whole... They're the biggest villain team ever, I reckon, in history.
They've
like Detroit
the
Pistons,
team.
Maybe. But these... Like, the Detroit Pistons of the 90s. And
yeah,
bad
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
Villain
now,
team.
Yeah. But now, yeah, villain team, man. Like, for sure. Well, Miami Heat were probably the villain team for a while.
Yeah,
like,
the Lakers had a bit of a,
they went.
Bit of a kick as well at one stage.
Yeah, when... You know, the villain team in the sense that they're so good, you want them to lose because you don't want it to be a foregone conclusion. Everyone likes a competitive
game.
Yeah,
and now that Steph Curry obviously, you know, tops
it's,
twice in a row the threes. And
it's obviously repeating, but...
And then gets KD.
That's so crazy because you don't have, you know... Does that happen often in cricket or like AFL?
Oh, I think it's no question that Australia's probably disliked them amongst the other teams in cricket.
Absolutely.
And I think the All Blacks are an anomaly. I think they're at a different echelon where they're just so respected.
Yeah, there's...
You know, there's not...
You try so hard to just to not be...
Well, anytime they're versus Australia, I'm still hating
scummers.
Them or whatever. Yeah, but I actually really enjoy watching the All Blacks play anyway. But yeah, so the point is that there's never been a situation like this before where you've had the man or, you know... Let's give Russell Westbrook credit as
two,
well. I mean,
two blokes.
There's two. They're the guys in OKC. They were building a great team. They performed so well. They should have made the finals this year. They got a young team.
And they just
And it was. It just got to them. They were also versing one of the greatest teams, you know, in the league history.
Yeah.
A team that's sort of changing the game. So you're not going to sit there and really hang your head too low if I was in that team. But now, and as well, before Kevin Durant signed, they've left them. They signed Victor Oladipo, one of the main guys from Orlando, showing they're, you know, it's more than what they were getting out of the ex-Cleveland, Dion Waiters last year. Oladipo offer more. I don't even know if they got rid of Waiters either. Either way, it made no sense for him to see that loss as, oh, my time really needs to come to an end at OKC.
Yeah,
I think that would have been whoever is advising him that you needed change from that. I think it should, if they were going to say that, why not say it 2 years ago when it was a little stagnant? Now they're, and I guess maybe that was because he had injuries, but
yeah.
Look better now than they have sort of since they made the finals.
Yeah.
Now they've lost to Barker.
Yeah, I know as well. That's what I was going to say. Well, that's all good for that as far as that side of the basketball is considered. But there haven't been other things. The UFC, obviously, 200. UFC 200. Was over the weekend. Turns out that all three of us watched that in different places.
Super surprising.
Unknown to one another that this was occurring. So I feel like that's something that we certainly have.
Before we get to Brock Lesnar, King of All Humans, there were a bunch of really cool fights. I loved, like, again, as a pro wrestling fan, how deep all of the stories were. Like, each fight had its own sort of, like, separate...
De Silva's fight had, like, probably the best fight for me.
Like, 48 hours ago, this dude didn't know he was fighting. He stepped up because of all of this sort of scandal and shit.
Yeah, I think he's 41, 42. The guy is... And he's still doing, like...
The parts... that's funny, eh? That all the drama and stuff on a card that... You're having a pretty big crossover with the WWE and all this drama.
And
happens.
Everything
happened. It kind of worked out well in that sense.
I expected John Jones to show up round three and just sort of like stare down at the thing while he's distracted. Guys, bam.
So you would have loved Aldo and Conor McGregor when in the crowd.
Did
you
see
would
that?
Have loved the
I
shit.
Did.
You would have loved the
I
shit out of that.
I marked out hard. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, because he's from that other fight, and then he quit, and then he wasn't gonna. I'm up with it, dude.
No, I'm glad to hear. Did you guys see that picture of while the fight was going on of Conor McGregor standing up? like it's mid fight, and then like the camera has the focus on McGregor, and he's standing up in the crowd. No one else is standing up, and he's just like staring at him. It's the coolest photo because you're just like, yeah, man, like these guys now get to fight. You know, one of these guys will fight you, and in a 202, I'm pretty sure that they have a fight
in New York. Yeah. Do you know what? One of my favorite parts was the champions. Well, a lot of the bigger name fighters were rocking up at the prelims. They were there before a lot of the media people. Robbie Lawler, especially, and he's my favorite. Lawler is my favorite. He's the best. Mm. And he's there, and you can see him just watching the fights, like really interested. And Connor was there too. He was there the day before as well, watching. And I'm going to screw her name up. Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
No, mate, she's nailed it.
She's the straw weight. That's going to sound like an but really that was my attempt at saying her name. People call her JJ, but she had a great fight. The fights before, Rafael Dos Anjos lost the lightweight championship.
Mm.
That was insane. Eddie Alvarez, man, like that was to me the biggest shock of the weekend, the biggest like UFC, like, oh my God moment. Because, man, Dos Anjos, like, fuck, he's real good. And Joe's been talking him up for ages, and he is sick.
Yeah, but nice. I really enjoyed how they asked, is it Daniel Cormier? Cormier. They were asking him what he would do with Brock Lesnar in the WWE. Like, how would you play him? And he was like, oh, man, I'd make him, like, the champ. Like, I'd make him more done it. And I was like, why are we asking the UFC fighter for his opinion on the WWE?
That's the thing is, like,
he'd make him champ. Again, that's what a heroic stance.
Yeah, that's it. It's a real left field.
My opinion about UFC and WWE is they're not in the same class.
Well, it's like they're league not and union. They're two separate things. No, it's not things.
Because they're both not sports. Like,
oh, okay, yeah, all right.
To me, it's like they're not competitors. That's why they should work well together. They should use each other. As long as in the WWE, it's all storylines and it's all great. And in the UFC, it's legitimate. Fine. Keep that bullshit out of it. Yeah. As long as you separate them, you can have Brock Lesnar and being crazy, and but don't, I don't want that shit in the UFC. I think it's going to make a watered, like a shitter version of
you can see, you know? You can see Dana White being like courted to the dark side, like any of his press conferences. That's not just like a, oh, hello, I'm a business person, I'm here for things. There's totally like a, oh, I'm angry because of this and because of this.
He's always been that, though.
Yeah, but there's a lot of sort of like, oh, here's the story, but it could lead to this, and we better stay watching, and who knows what could happen, and tune in next week.
But there's always, but in any sport, there's always storyline. Sure. To me, that's where people get the wrong idea about wrestling, is they're so used to storylines, because there's storylines in every sport, and they're like, but it's not real, and you're like, yeah, because it's a story. You got to have the right mindset to enjoy both.
I don't think that Home and Away is real.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and that's the whole thing.
I think more. I guess I was trying to say they have they're finding out that there's a great potential for making money from putting fights together with people that hate each other or people that think people hate.
Yeah, but I really don't want UFC to turn into boxing. God, as long as things are authentic.
As soon as
don't try and sell me a fight. Like that's why I loved Brock so much. He was like, dude, I don't have to sell this fucking fight.
Yeah,
it's me and Mark Hunt. Like, it's the matchups, our abilities in the ring sell the fucking
and
fight.
And the fact that there's nothing
we don't
better
have to
than
do any bullshit. No. But naturally, in a fight game, people are not going to like each other. You're dealing with egos because
and that's
to
fine.
Get
it
in
doesn't
there,
have to be manufactured. We've got pro wrestling for that,
and that's what I'm saying. It's as long as the real stays real, and the fake can be as fucking awesome as you want, and that's sweet. But don't I hate the thought of it crossing over, and you get a shitter version of WWE when you watch UFC, and you get. And I don't want to see wrestlers try to be like, oh, he's got him in an armbar and a Kimura. You're like, but he doesn't. Like, just have him fucking lighting him on fire and shit. Like that, you know, and that crazy shit. That's what wrestling is.
Yeah, that's what we're there for. I don't mind. I actually really enjoy when they're still in a level of the UFC where they can beat the crap out of one another, and then after the fight they can hug, and they can be like, no, good game.
Because
that's
it's
part
sport
of the respect.
Too. Like,
yeah,
that's, and that's,
it's still respect.
I like that too, and I'd hate for that to be lost. Yeah. Because people are like, oh, that doesn't really sell with, you know.
Yeah, and there's stuff
like
that.
Yeah, but that's
it's a case
sport.
Of,
like,
yeah,
they would
like any other, you
respect
know?
Each other.
Yeah, after the game, you all shake hands, you know, because that's part of being a sportsman, is showing
and
good
you've
sportsmanship.
Just fought, so you don't really need to. That's why people was like, oh, it's so violent. It's like, yeah, but I've rarely seen fighters get up
and
continue want to have, because they've just spent 25 minutes fighting. No, so what are they going to do now? I'm going to punch you in the face. Dude, you just punched me in the face 400 times.
Or
what's
I've won or I've lost.
Yeah, or like I just knocked you the fuck out. Or,
or I've like, you know what, you've
it
just
gives an answer.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So So that's it. A comprehensive wrap up of the weekend as far as and those sports still are concerned. Heaps. There's so much more Portugal, of the wide world of sports. Portugal finally getting themselves some. They got the Euros.
You know what was funny about
that? Some silver.
Oh, Euro. That's right. What did I call it? That's probably the thing I watched least of. But I did.
I did watch it.
I did enjoy how Ronaldo went off in like the 25th minute or something.
He was like dying.
And poor bugger. Like, I'm not going to. He went off in a stretcher. I didn't see it.
He so came off in a stretcher. He didn't have any problems walking on his leg when they were cheering after the match. I'll say that much. But
I'm not expecting that. But you know, what was hilarious. So he went off at the 25th minute, right?
Yeah, so something
he played,
around there.
That was 25. He played less than 30% of the game.
Yes.
And every article is like, and even it got to the point Ronaldo's halftime speech was incredible. Like, no joke, that was an article I read today. And I was just like, that is awesome. I love that shit.
I couldn't understand it was in Portuguese.
We need this guy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we need to understand what's going on.
His halftime speech, the orange slices were impeccable. They really rejuvenated the boys. And even through his injury,
he'd cut them crutches, perfectly.
Yeah.
Look at him, that was, eight sections, just wonderful stuff.
I love
he fed
off.
Them into their mouth. Yeah, no.
But anyway, good on him.
The Portuguese get it. And, you know, like, people made a lot of mess about it and the whole, like, you know, one of the big memes to come out of it was a picture of Ronaldo crying. It was like, when you don't do any work in the group assignment but still get an A. And he said, like,
I wouldn't go that far.
I'm not either. The reason being is
to me, that's the other end of the spectrum.
Exactly.
That's the extreme.
Yeah.
So that's it. We got Origin. We got Origin tomorrow night.
Yes.
We got.
Or
we
could go on for a couple
Tour
of hours.
Tour de France is on at the moment.
The thing falling down. Oh, did
that
you see
was it? Hilarious.
I saw Ed Cavalli last night, made a very
that
good joke
was
about
hilarious.
It.
Oh, you know how they have those,
the, you know, the things.
Basically, like wacky wave inflatable tube.
But like inflatable tube things that
for
go.
For the Origin?
No.
Tour de France. Tour de France. So on the track, they have it over and it's like 1K to go and all that.
Yeah. Yes, so I they're do. riding along, and just as this guy goes under it, the damn thing fell. And like he's just boom.
It did a lot more damage. Think like a jumping castle.
It
overtracked my heart.
Like dead set, it was a bottleneck of about probably 50, 60 riders.
And it's a cycling race.
And a cycling
race.
This is the feeling I'm worried that our Olympic special is going to be. There's going to be like a terrorist attack.
1K from the end.
Yeah, it was hectic. But
1K from the end.
Yeah, 1K from the end.
So imagine how fast they're going.
Yeah, everyone's
they're flying like...
No!
Exactly.
It's terrible.
It's one of those, like, I'm going to laugh, but I'm going to feel bad.
My favorite gag about
forgiveness.
Yeah, my favorite gag was Ed Cavalier's last night, and he said, it was like, you think of all the places they'd have a pump. Yeah, right? I know. I was like, damn it, Ed Cavalier, that's pretty damn solid. All right.
Is that steroids? Is that steroid joke?
Oh, no, I meant like...
Oh, bikes! I get it, yeah. Fuck, I took ages then. I was like, pump, steroids. Because I would have gone straight for steroids. Yeah, pump, yeah, bike pump.
I love your thought process.
Just, me a bit.
Yeah,
I'm way more cynical.
He's talking about steroids.
He's talking about steroids. Good on you, Ed Cavalier.
What do you think, like, the steroids, like, it all goes down and everyone's, like, trying to get around and some dude just, like, slams through it and keeps going? He's like,
I thought it was, like, pump as in, like...
Oh, get your pump on.
No, I was talking more like, you know how they do that shit, like, I know...
Penis pump?
Blood replacement. They take blood out, like, a month earlier. Yeah. But I don't know if they pump that in, like, a bug.
I assume it's with a syringe. I don't know. You know what? This is my good deal.
Hook it to my veins! You gotta spit on it first!
Cross
all right, I'm
joke.
An idiot, okay? Give me a
All right. Wide World of Woods. We're here. This is our thing.
Yeah, what have we learned?
As far as the first episode of our Around the Grounds, Wide World of Woods... the WWW.
This is the reason why we're doing this is to try and stop ourselves from talking about this shit in the cricket podcast.
That's absolutely
right. That's basically the whole reason why we do podcasts. We talk a lot of stuff. Michael doesn't want us to talk stuff when we're hanging out, so he says, "Look, I'll give you a fucking hour to do it, and that's when you're going to talk about cricket."
And we all do right? it once a week.
Yeah, we do it once a week. Now,
I feel like he's got more of this than he was bargaining for.
Yeah, now I've got like a front row seat to it every time. I can't just be like, oh, cool, I'm going to go.
Yes.
I have to listen to it, then I sit down and edit it.
Edit it, yeah.
And then I have to like spruik it to my other friends on my social media.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's what Wide World of Woods is. Sorry, you go.
No, you're right. Hasn't Google started like sending you things about cricket?
Oh, dude. It sends me live cricket updates. Like, here's the score, Michael, because you're mad about cricket.
You are, though.
How good.
It's finally
like,
this dude loves It's cricket.
It's all he ever talks about.
That always looking up different spellings of different cricketers' names.
Yeah, whatever Woods is.
That was, I think I told Alex, I don't think I told you, when I was doing those write-up for the top six, like I wrote it up, I had to like look up every single name to get the spelling right. I got so many of them wrong. I spelled Chris Gayle wrong.
Like, G-A-I-L?
No, G-A-L-E.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, yeah. Put a Y.
That's
in it,
how you spell Gale Force Wins, though, isn't it?
No, Gale Force is G-A-I-L. G-A-L-E? Oh, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty sure Gale Force Wins. Yeah. So, Daddy was talking, now talking about how the fuck do you spell Gale as in Gale Force Wins? See, this is now going to need another podcast for that.
The wild world of wacky words.
Spelling Woods?
I don't know. Now we're going to spend 10 minutes trying to think of a stupid name for a fucking spelling bee supporting Woods.
Can we do a spelling bee competition? No. Oh, come on. The word
we can hardly
is...
do these. That's been Wild Wild Woods, brought to you by Sporting Woods.
It's a wild woods. No, 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 no.
Woods.
That's so shit. Born to be wild. What if Woods? Yeah, maybe not.
'Wide World of Woods. Yeah, Wide World of Woods can do wrestling, I guess.
No, but it can't, really.
One day.
We're not strictly sports.
SummerSlam's coming up.
Luke was telling Dallas police shooting jokes before, and they were great. We were worried, but they turned out a treat.
Wasn't my joke. But that said...
Don't backtrack.
Okay.
Tell the people.
I'm not telling the people. It was a terrible joke. Yeah, welcome back to Alex, Mike, and Lugal. We're here today on the Wild World of Woods.
Alex, Mike, and Lugal. That's what he just did. You've done some corkers over the time, but I had to pull you up on that one because I like Lugal.